Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, welcome. Stand up, please. My name's Brandon. Come up the front of your mat. Ragdoll. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Micro-bend your knees. Hang forward from the crease of your hips. Take opposite hand to opposite elbow. Or grab onto your bicep muscles. Go ahead, shake your head out right to left, and then up and down. Open your two eyes. Rest your two eyes on one point. One physical point that you can see and you can focus in on. You can begin to concentrate your energies into your body. Let go of the tension in your neck. Let go of every muscle in your face. And generate deep ujjayi breath. If you feel stuffy right now and you can't breathe through your nose, breathe through your mouth. Things will shift. Blood's already moving in towards your brain, into the brain. The heart's main job is to get blood into your brain. And training your heart, just turning upside down, is a great training for your heart, the effect of gravity. It shifts. Shift your hips forward. Straighten your legs a little more. Go ahead, breathe a little more, as if you're filling up your legs like they're hollow tubes. Spread out your toes. Do that. Go ahead. Spread out your toes more. Spin your inner ankles to the back of the room. Press your outer ankles towards the ground. Come forward some more. Come forward. Forward. Welcome back to your mat. It's a homecoming. Even if you were here this morning or yesterday, you'll never have the body that's on your mat again in your life. It's a blessing. Your body, just as it is right now, it's a blessing. It's perfect. You're just going to drop your brain. You relax your brain. Your brain is stressed out. Open your eyes. See, see. That'll calm or energize the brain. It'll bring the brain back to neutral. The brain can get anxious, we can get anxious, or we kind of get bored and dull. We want to experience aliveness. Drop your hands to your mat. Downward dog. Aliveness, indifference. Balance. Feet hip-width distance. Hands shoulder-width distance. And how much space between your hands and your feet? I don't know. Go ahead, explore that. Usually the closer your hands are to your feet, and a lot of students get real comfortable with their hands close to the feet. So let me request, go ahead, everybody walk your hands forward 2 inches and your feet back 2 or 3 inches. Now, so your hands towards the front edge of your mat and your feet towards the back edge of your mat. Come on, come on, come on. Bend your knees. Anchor your index finger knuckles into your mat. Increase the muscle energy moving through your shoulders, down into your hands. Tilt your sitting bones up to the ceiling. Little by little, straighten your legs till you feel a healthy, awakening stretch in the back of your legs. High plank. Wake up your feet. You can take a peek at your feet. Make your feet perpendicular to the floor. A lot of us lose touch or the joint systems because they're either overused or never used at all. They begin to corrode. And you don't want to lose touch with your toes, so experience the stretch where your toes meet your feet. Stack your heels above the mounds of your toes. You can bring your knees down. You never want the practice to be overwhelming. You want to work hard, but you don't want to try hard. Lift your chin away from your chest. Breathe in. Come forward and halfway down. Upward dog. I'm not going to try hard tonight. Mm-mm. It's exhausting, trying hard. Oh. I've tried hard for too many years. Don't try hard, okay? Okay, downward dog. But what I do request is that you work hard and you hand over your authority to the teacher. Not so I can dominate you, but so you can open up to this way of being about being coachable and being receptive. Bring your feet together, breathe out. Lift your right leg up to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the left. And there's a coaching, a self-coaching, or I could call it a self-assisting apprenticeship that you have with yourself on the mat as a yoga student. That when there's excess effort, that you witness that. You'll notice you'll hold your breath. You'll notice you'll be looking around in the pose. Just remember to focus your eyes on one point, generate ujjayi breath, and if that's not happening, then just modify the pose. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Lift your left leg up to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the right. And not only are you awake to where there's excess effort and strain, but you're also awake, you're studying this, you're also awake to where there's deficiency, where there's a lack of awareness, perhaps where there's a lack of effort. Press the floor more. You need more effort in your hands. Spread out your fingers more. Dial your index finger knuckle into your mat. You really quietly walk to the front of your mat. Bring your feet together. Spread out your toes. Bend your knees. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Bend your knees a little more. Create some more space. Stick your butt out. Press your collarbones towards the front of the studio. Take a huge breath in. Fold forward. Embody the bones of your feet. Spread out your toes. Ground the four corners of your feet into the earth. Spin your inner ankles to the back of the room. That'll press your big toe mounds in the mat. But if you just press your big toe mounds in the mat, that doesn't necessarily mean that your inner ankles are spinning back. So the cue is to spin your inner ankles to the back of the room. It's so subtle, but you'll feel your big toe knuckles press down. Press your outer ankles towards the floor. Straighten your legs a little more. Drop your hands to the floor. Ground your feet into the earth. Stand up. Straighten your arms to the ceiling. Keep your toes and your feet wide awake, like you're standing in a plate of espresso. Wide awake in your feet. A little micro bend in the knees. Draw your pubic bone to your navel. Now keep your pelvis aligned. Neutral. Straighten your legs. Pull your belly to your spine. And go straight upward through all 10 fingertips. Do a little baby back bend, but never sacrifice your breath, ever. When you hold your breath, you're guarded. And your gesture right now is that you're going to drop your guard. So yeah, stay conscious of the air moving in and out of your nose. And stay conscious also, is there excess tension in the front of your body? Contract your lower ribs into the midline of your body. Spread out your fingers. You pull your belly to your spine. Press the floor more. Excellent. Bring your hands to your heart center. Three ohms. Look up, reach your arms to the ceiling, breathe in. Forward bend, breathe out. I acknowledge you for being here tonight. It could be anywhere on the planet, and you chose to be here. Halfway up, breathe in. That's empowering. Choosing where you stand and what you stand for. High plank. Every day you got to remember that. Lift your chin away from your chest, breathe in. Come forward and halfway down. Feel free to rest on your mat. Up dog. Downward dog. Open your two eyes. See one physical point. I remind the student a lot of that because it's so simple that it can be overlooked. Truly look at something. Commit to seeing it. Don't become myopic. Breathe in. Breathe out. You see one point, but your vision actually becomes more expansive. Walk to the front of your mat. Just go slow. Grow flow. Halfway up, breathe in. Forward bend. Stand up. Bow forward. Halfway up, breathe in. Electrify your spine. High plank. Uddiyana Bandha. Lift your chin away from your chest, breathe in. Come forward and hover. Core strength. Upward dog, crystal clear vision. Commitment. Downward dog. Ah, now bring the fire. Deep Ujjayi breath. You want fire, you got to bring air. Air. The sparks are already there. You're already inspired. You already are inspired. You wouldn't be here tonight if you weren't inspired. You're already walking your path. Things are turning out for you. Breathe in. Breathe out. This is as good as it gets, you guys. Walk to the front of your mat. Like, really, this is as good as it gets. Halfway up, breathe in. Bow four. This is the best life has to offer. Sweep up, breathe in. Bow forward. No, really, though. Really. Like, really. Halfway up. Breathe in. High to low plank. Upward dog. Well, I could be at Hawaii. But the thing is, if you were in Hawaii, you probably wouldn't be there. You'd probably be saying, like, oh, it'd be nice to be on my yoga mat. I don't know. That's a tough sell. But I've been there before. Downward dog. We're all connected. You want gratitude in your life, then have gratitude now. Practice gratitude now. It's something you have to practice because you constantly forget how lucky you are and how much you have and how much you take for granted. You'll remember, though. Breathe in. Breathe out. You just got to tap into source energy. Walk or spring to your hands. Halfway up, breathe in. Bow forward. Sweep up. Source energy, it's healing. Bow forward, the sound of airflow, breath, healing. Halfway up, low plank. So that's a great contribution. Up dog, the sound of your breath in this room tonight, great contribution. Downward dog, giving back to the community. Serving your brothers and sisters. Hey, this space, a yoga studio, a good community, great way to learn how to be with people. Truly, there's 8 billion of us. It's probably a good practice to learn how to be close to people. And you guys are easy, too. Easy. Look at each other. Will you give each other a smile? Go ahead, so they know you're not a vicious warrior. You're a peaceful warrior. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or jump forward. Flat back, breathe in, bow forward. Thunderbolt, the peaceful warrior cuts their own head off, metaphorically. And they find their feet. They become super conscious of their feet. Sit about 80 to 90% of your weight in your heels. Lift your toes up. Activate the muscles in the tops of your feet. In the front of your shins, sit lower, and the muscles in the fronts of your shins will come to life. Activate your core. Pull your belly up to your spine. Spread out your fingers. Man, when you activate your hands, there's a great calling, a physiologically calling from the center of the heart. Stretch out more. Roll your baby fingers into the center line. Breathe in. Bow forward. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. To get to the center, you have to go through the periphery. Downward dog. That's why we have the heat. It's a great awakening for the skin. Right foot forward, warrior one. The muscle, the bone, and we have to move from our bones. So line up your heels. And if you feel unstable when you do that, just separate your feet wider. You can bring your front foot over to the right side of your mat. Aim to bring your front knee on a 90-degree angle. Straighten your back leg. And then calibrate. Stack your shoulders over your hips. Feel that out. Even if you've been in a warrior one pose every day for the last 15 years, still put your attention on stacking your shoulders over your hips. Spread out your toes more. Spread out your toes more. Lift the inner arch of your back foot away from the floor. Firm up your back leg. Squeeze your quadricep muscle. There's a lot of heat in the quadricep muscle in your back leg. And as you keep the airflow and you activate the quadricep, you build fire. Pull your belly up to your spine. Now from the strength of your lower body and your core, take your right lung to the back of the room. Take your left lung to the front of the studio. Draw your lower ribs into the center line of your body. Now tighten up your triceps. Puff up your fingertips. Take a huge breath in. Bring your hands to your mat, low plank. Upward dog. Downward dog. Left foot forward, warrior one. Move from point to point. As if you are melting. So you want to slow up your transitionings, especially at the beginning of the class. Now create healthy form. Healthy form begins when you stack your joint system. Start from the ground up. The first joint system you have to stack is your front knee and your front ankle. And if you don't stack that joint system, it's because maybe your front knee, you have injuries and you're straightening your front leg, perhaps. Your shoulders, bring them over your hips. You'll feel, how do you know if you don't have mirrors? Well, you feel it. You'll feel lighter. If you're breathing, you'll develop sensitivity. Keep your eyes crystal clear. Committed on one point. Spread out your toes more. Spread out your fingers with intention. Take a huge breath in. Bring your hands to the floor, low plank. Spread out your fingers. Upward dog. Pin your knuckles into your mat. Some of you, you can lift your chin. Just don't strain your neck. Downward dog. Oh, I love this part of the practice. Even a little more than Shavasana. I love Shavasana, but that's not coming forever. Flow. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or jump forward. Let it get a little messy. Halfway up. Forward bend. Thunderbolt, different than sloppy. Bow forward. You make that distinction. Long spine. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Right side warrior one. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Left side warrior one. Place your feet mindfully. You're not looking for perfection or even pretty poses. Low plank. Upward dog. Downward dog. This is the thing about health and wholeness, is that it's brought to you from life energy, from prana. And prana is just raw energy. When you're in your zone, it feels you're at the edge of playfulness, of hard work and playfulness. You're not taking yourself seriously. Breathe in, breathe out. You're taking your practice seriously, of course. Walk or jump forward, but you be light. Halfway up, forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bow forward. You free up some energy. Long spine. Chaturanga. And energy is delight. Up dog. Down dog, right side, warrior one. It's just blocked. It's not like you don't have energy. It's just blocked up in your body. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Left side, warrior one. Vinyasa is that which is without blocks. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Bring your feet together. Lift your right leg up to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Stay here at your edge. Or maybe you've got to flip over to find your edge. And this is what I mean by the peaceful warrior cuts their head off. Is that they stop thinking. They let their heart, they let their body be the guide. Their body is their compass. And truly, your body is always working towards its North Star. You won't get there through your thinking and your analysis. High plank. Bring your feet together. Spin your heels to the right. Take your left arm to the sky. So your body's informing you already. If you're breathing, you're in a good, powerful space. If you're not breathing, bring your right knee to the floor and support yourself. Because if you don't, no one else will. Coach yourself. Teach yourself. Tell on yourself when you're overworking. Chaturanga. Create change. Up dog. Down dog. There's a lot of giving up of excess effort. Lots of it. And you develop an economy of effort with practice. Bring your right knee up into your chest. Into your chest. How about your chin? Can you get at your chin? How about your lips? Give it a kiss. Kiss. Okay, without any sound, step forward, crescent lunge. Did you enjoy that as much as you needed? Bring your hands to your heart center. Twist to the right. You got to love your body. And be creative the way you love your body. A yoga pose is a beautiful space to create and recreate yourself. The first thing you've got to create is your relationship to nature and earth, not as a concept, but as the realization of physical stability. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. You can put a block under your lower hand. Never lose earth. Never sacrifice stability for a pretty pose. Without stability, there's no flexibility. And without stability, this is where the student begins to over-effort and where the student begins to try to hold everything together. But five more counts. Breathe in and feel expansion and length through your spine. Breathe out and twist and rotate. Ring out your vital organs. Get that chunk out. Let's transition together. Breathe in. Twist and empty out. Warrior two. Side angle pose. Line up your heels. Put your two eyes down onto the ground and be able to see the relationship between your feet. Make your back toes point between 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. Wrap your upper arm around your back. All of these cues that I'm giving you or your teachers give you are just a way to remember that you're here on your yoga mat. It's so easy to be in a pose and not be in the pose. Keep your eyes clear. That's one way of being here. You see clear. Huge breath in. Low plank. Fantastic. Good hold. Upward dog. Pin your knuckles in your mat. Downward dog. Bring your feet together. Lift your left leg up to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Create your edge. Where is it? You have to explore. The heart of the warrior, not as a concept. Feel it. Expand and contract. Each in-breath, feel the expansion through the whole of your torso. When you breathe out, press the floor more. High plank, bring your feet together. Spin your heels to the left, take your right arm to the sky. Charge up your feet. Draw the outer edge of your feet towards your body. Create space for your three middle fingers, so bright thumbs and baby fingers on both hands. Uddiyana, belly up, belly up. Charge up your limbs more, hands and feet. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Bring your left knee up into your chest. Drop your head and touch your chin, and then your lips. Kiss them. A good soft kiss. Okay, crescent lunge. I always enjoy that. Bring your hands to your heart center. Twist to the left. Make your breath touch your internal organs. Feel it. Expansion as a physical reality on your in-breath. Throughout your skin, make your skin like a third lung. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. Bring your back heel forward towards the front of the studio. So you want to be a master transitioner. I'm going to set you up, so it's all it's going to take is you listening. Okay, so I'll cue you a couple breaths. We'll get all the breath out, and we'll windmill up to Warrior Two on an in-breath together. You have to listen. Okay, breathe in, breathe out. Okay, here we go. Breathe in, twist and empty out. Warrior Two, that was great. On an exhalation, side angle pose. You want to move like a plant does underwater to an underwater current. On an exhalation, wrap your upper arm around your back. The breath is the current. And the breath and the movement are not separate, they're one. Keep the brain receptive, your eyes are clear. Breath sound. More muscle energy in your back quadriceps. Squeeze it more. Drop your hips a few inches closer to the floor. Take a huge breath in. Low plank. Upward dog. Down dog. Huge breath in. Empty out. Walk or jump to your hands. Halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Prayer twist to the right. Take your left elbow past your right thigh. Gaze at your feet and infuse your feet with your love, with your attention. And don't be so quick. Don't abandon your feet so much. They never get your attention. Gaze at your feet. Gaze at your feet. And see your feet, though. Don't be in a trance. Let your feet wake up your brain. Big space between your brain and your feet. And this is a great training ground to rewire your mind under pressure. And the pathway to your brain is through your eyes. So make a commitment. You can shift your gaze from your feet to the right side of the room or to the ceiling. You can straighten your arms. But five more counts. You can put a block under your lower hand. Stability, always. Spread out your toes more. Sit back in your heels. Lift your collarbones off the front of your thighs and rotate. Awesome. Drop your hands to your mat. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Hook your big toes with your peace fingers. Make your palms face in towards each other. Come halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. A whole body pose. Bend your elbows. Make them point out to the sides of the room. Move your shoulders from your earlobes to down your back. Pull the crown of your head towards the floor. Lift the back of your thigh bones to the ceiling. Lean into it. A little shaking's good. Okay, let go of your toes. Crow pose. Go for it. Go for it. Be courageous. Five. Four. Press the inner edge of your feet together. Three. Pull your belly to your spine. Two. Chaturanga, upward dog, down dog. Go ahead, take a walk to the front of your mat. Halfway up, breathe in, bow forward, good fire. Thunderbolt, nothing like sweating like this. Prayer twist to the left. Create intention, be intentional with your feet and be intentional with your brain. It's the most difficult part of the body to align in a yoga pose is your brain. And you align it into calm determination. Now notice what's happening with your neck. Is your neck sagging to the ground? Are you straining your neck? Are you lifting your chin away from your chest? Bring your chin towards your chest. Make the back of your neck as long as possible. And take the sides of your neck back. So it's not like you're leaning and looking into a computer screen. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. Five counts. Culture, patience, and faith in your feet. So much of your brain is trained by just staying conscious of your feet, being in your feet. Lift and twist more. Drop your hands to the floor. Separate your feet, hip-width distance. Gorilla pose. And let me say, halfway up, breathe in. Let me say that first. Bow forward. Training your brain, let me say this, training your brain, not into being a rocket scientist, I'm not talking about that, training your brain into being in the body, one with the body. So many of us just live from the neck up. Take a checkup right now from the neck up and relax your face. Open your two eyes. Open your eyes. Open your eyes and see. That's brain training. While you're upside down, shift your perspective. Feel the physiological expression of shifting your perspective, shifting your vision, shifting the way you see the world every day, aligning with what's most important to you, looking for that. You're going to find whatever you're looking for. I promise you. Slide your hands out from underneath your feet. Bring your feet together. Ground your feet into the earth. Stand up. Straighten your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Let's clear it out. Breathe in. Open your mouth. Good. Eagle pose. Take your arms by your side. Bend your knees. Wrap your right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm under your left arm. Your circulatory system needs this. Five, keep your eyes open, focused on one point. Four, so you gotta create the tourniquet. Three, and your arms and your legs. Not too tight though. Two, sweep up. Left side, eagle pose. You're squeezing some blood out of the arms and the legs. Draw your pubic bone to your navel. Can you squeeze your thigh bones together a little more? Those are big muscles. Breathe out. Sweep up. Right side, eagle pose. See what you're looking at. See, stay committed. Five. Four. Give up the excess. Three. Two, sweep up. Left side, eagle pose. And then add tension where there's a deficiency of tension, where there's slack. Perfect tension from intention. It's always perfect when there's intention. No matter how it turns out, it's perfect. Sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Empty out. Standing bow. Left arm to the sky. Drop your right arm by your side. Bend your right knee. Pick up your right foot. You can grab your ankle or your shin. Now pause for a moment. Just stay in Tadasana. Mountain pose with your right hand on your right ankle. Left arm vertical. And just relax for a moment. Meditate on the four corners of your bottom foot. Now with your eyes clear, add your breathing, and then in increments, with the pulsation of your breath, kick your upper shin to the back of the room, and counteract by leaning forward and rising up. Five, baby steps, one breath at a time. Four, 3, 2, bring your upper foot to the floor. Good, laser beam vision, right arm high. Bend your left knee, catch your left foot, and just pause. Be a zero for a moment. Just stand in mountain pose with your left ankle or foot in your left hand. Meditate on the four corners of your lower foot, and then begin the process. 5, 4, kick your upper shin more, put some muscle energy in your legs. 3, 2, gaze up, bring your upper foot to your mat. Great, one more, left arm high, bend your right knee, you can use a strap. Ready, set, and go. Be a process. You don't know how long, unless the teacher tells you how long they're going to hold a pose. You're in the unknown. So start small. Economy of effort. There's the flexibility edge. Everyone knows about that in this culture. But can you train yourself into endurance? Knowing where your endurance plateau, where you're plateaued out in your endurance practice and staying the course and following through with your intention. Ten. See, now you're informing yourself. 9. Steady. Hold good space. Meditate. 5. You're doing great. Now go to your edge. 4. Risk it all. Risk it. 3. 2. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Good job. All right. Can't see your heart. Let's clear it out. Breathe in. Empty out. Ha. Awesome. Right arm high. Drop your left arm by your side. Come into your inner ground. Start there. Don't be in a rush. Give up rushing. Give that up. It feels great. So practice process. And then trying hard will give you up. This is what vinyasa is. It supports you in your endeavors. When you're calm and determined and committed, you tap into this energy that moves you forward and lifts you up. Calm determination and mental surrender. Flip open. That must feel terrible. You feel better? Yeah. Steady, steady. Follow through. Endurance, commitment, focus. 10. Steady. You got it? You got it? Let it happen. Just let it happen. 5. Keep your space clear. 4. You're in your zone. That's it. 3. 2. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Bravo. Bravo. Bring your hands to your heart. Breathe in. Open your mouth. All right. Tree pose. Balance on your left leg. Bring your right foot to your left inner thigh. You can put your right foot on the floor. You can bring your right heel up onto your left ankle. You can bring your right foot onto your left inner shin. It's not on your knee. Not on your left knee. Draw your pubic bone towards your navel. Pull your belly up to your spine. Hey, lift your shoulders up towards your ears. Do that. Lift them up. Bring your shoulder blades into the center line of your body. Center line in. Okay, now don't push your shoulders down, just relax them down. Excellent. Take your arms to the ceiling. Roll your baby fingers into the center line of your body. Now press the floor. Straighten your arms. Bring your hands to your heart center. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Switch legs. Balance on your right leg. Press your left foot to your right inner thigh. Bring your hands into a prayer over the center of your chest. Keep your eyes open, focused at one point. I said that at the beginning of class. I think it was in Utkatasana how I said that your hands, when your hands are wide awake, it opens up a physiological connection to your eyes or to your heart. And putting your hands together over your heart is a beautiful gesture, an energetic movement to wake up this part of the body. It's been protected and guarded. Straighten your arms vertically. Like, unless you're reaching up into really tall cabinets every day, it's not often that people raise their arms up. Unless you play basketball every day. Or what else? Nothing else? No other creative minds in here? What?
Bouncer.
A bouncer? Oh, you're bouncing someone out of a club?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I liked your creative nature. That was great. Bring your hands to your heart center. Bring your upper foot to the mat. Step up to the front of your mat. Press your feet in the floor. Reach your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Forward bend. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side warrior one. Bring your authenticity. Bring your color. Warrior two. Bring your expression. Straighten your legs. This is the pose. Triangle. For great expression, great luminosity, big light. Five. You got to create that. You create it. Four. Three. You definitely don't learn that out of a book. Two. Stand up. How to recreate yourself. How to be the best person you can be. Right toes to the left side of the room. Take your arms to the sky. Breathe in. Drop your right arm by your side. Bind your shoulders. Connect your hands mid-back. Use a strap if you got to. It's a good tool. Press your feet in the floor. Breathe in. Fold forward. It's great. It's really adults, they get so shy around other people. And that's why I was saying being in a community, especially being in a yoga mat in a class, being around other people, it's a great way to crystallize, to find your way. Because what happens when you are around other people, you usually imitate them or you try to impress them. You want to look good. Or you don't want to look bad. It's human nature. And the more you practice, the more you begin to see these types of, these ways of being. Stand up. Point your right toes to the front of the studio. Step your back foot halfway up your mat. Empower your foundation. So be a master builder. Inspect it. Breathe in. Fold forward. So you have the power to recreate your foundation, to recreate your connection to earth. Every single yoga pose, that's the beginning. Create stability. Spread your toes out more and maintain your stability. As you breathe in, lengthen your spine towards the front of the studio. Twist towards the right side of the room. Just a little micro twist. Drop your hands to the mat, twisting triangle. Good. Be in a process. It's good to just start with your right hand to your hip. Awaken the muscles in the bottoms of your feet. Be conscious of your feet, how you place your feet. Now you can micro-bend your front knee a little bit. You can lift your back heel, but keep your hips squared to the floor. Five more counts. Lift your torso away from the floor and twist a little more. Chaturanga. Good job. Upward dog. Down dog. Left side, warrior one. Warrior two. Straighten your legs, triangle pose. The alignment of this pose, the important thing about the alignment is that you don't strain your lower back or your front knee. So what you need to do is draw your pubic bone up towards your navel. Yeah, pull your belly up towards your spine. Very good. Five more counts. Anchor the center of your front heel in your mat. Firm up your back leg. Wider through the palms. Wider. Breathe in. Empty out. Stand up. Bring your hands to your hips. Point your left toes to the right side of the room. Go Mukha Baddha. Straight arms. Go up. Left arm drop by your side. Bend your elbows. Connect your hands mid-back. Breathe in. Fold forward. Just like when I was telling you in tree, when you brought your palms together over the center of your heart, or the center of your chest at your heart. Center. There is a focal point in the back of your heart. When you bring your hands to the back of your heart, I mean, this is really an awakening for the back of your body. The back of your body starts at the bottoms of your feet. And we've become really numb and unconscious to the thoracic spine. Put some pressure into the spine, maybe, with the hands a little bit. You're exploring. Stand up. Point your left toes to the front of the studio. Step your back foot halfway up your mat. Create greatness in your foundation. Breathe in. Lead with your collarbones. Come forward. Always move from your bones. Bones are leaders. Ground the inner edge of your front foot on the floor. Do you see how that gets wobbly? You know, it might help you a lot to spin your back toes more towards 3 o'clock. Yeah, and less towards 1. More towards, between 3 and 2. Lengthen your spine. Twist towards the left. Drop your hands to your mat. Twisting triangle. Honor your foundation. Don't abandon your foundation. Don't abandon your relationship to the earth. 5, 4, flat. 3, 2, chaturanga. Upward dog. You okay? Downward dog. You want to come in and just lay on your back? Yeah, totally. High plank, lower to your mat. 4, 3, 2, 1. Good job. You're doing great. Yeah. Fucks you up sometimes, you know? Mm-hmm. Love the floor. Oh, and love the body that's on your mat. Perfect. Whatever happens in here, this is the trust that the yogi or yogini begins to develop over time. As they touch down into their body, they find the ground of their body. They get close to Mother Earth. Just remember your body's a donation from the earth. It's going to go back to the earth. It's from the earth. You get closer to the air. You feel the water on your skin. You feel the fire burning inside of you. It's bringing you back to health. And whatever comes up in the process, whatever feelings, whatever emotions, whatever sensations, it's just par for the course. And you trust that. Flip your head to the other side. Getting wrung out. It's just the muscle, but we're purifying the bones, too. Opening up our heart to being okay with things just as they are. Just as they are. Okay, bring your forehead and chin to the mat. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Squeeze your legs straight, firm, and your arms, too. Now pull your limbs to the center line of your body. Breathe out. Inhale, press your pubic bone into the ground. Lift your collarbones and thigh bones away from the floor. Own every bone in your body. Press your pubic bone down into the earth. Lift every other bone up to the sky. Make your inner thigh bones the leaders of your legs. Go up, inner thigh bones. And your collarbones the leaders of your upper body. Go up, collarbones, up. Come down. Cactus arms. Spread out your fingers. Little cactus pears. Breathe out. Inhale, press your pubic bone into the mat. Lift your body off the floor. Just take a quick peek at your neighbor. Are their shoulders behind their elbows? Okay, bring your elbows. Aha. And can you get under your neighbor's arms and lift their arms up? Fight for it. Fight with them a little bit. Don't let them win. Get under there. Get under their arms. Yeah. You okay with that? If not, you need to lighten up, because he's a good guy. Okay, come down. Bow pose. Bend your knees. Reach back. Grab the tops of your feet. You can do one leg at a time. Breathe out, inhale, press your shins to the back of the room. Five. Four, you okay? Three. Two. Come down. The heart gets calloused over time. You literally gotta stretch the heart muscle. Create some space in the chambers of your heart. Okay, one more bow. Ready? Bend your knees, grab the tops of your feet or your shins. Spread out your toes so you activate your legs with more enthusiasm. Breathe out. Inhale, press your shins to the back of the room. And now again, your endurance edge. So you don't want to go full throttle right now. Unless you have some information of how long the pose is going to be held, be at ease. Be at ease. And you don't want to give up altogether. Hold good space for yourself. Practice being at a minimum edge. Oh, you always hear about the maximum edge. The minimum edge, too, where you're holding integrity to your practice. Five. Sometimes we hold the poses a little longer. Four. Three. Two. Come down. Up dog. It's not like you're not strong enough. It's definitely not. You definitely have the muscle. Downward dog. You got to be willing to be uncomfortable. And, you know, you got to be willing to be coached, too. All right, camel pose. Drop your knees to the mat. Stand up on your knees. You can bring your hands to your hips. Take your elbows to the center line of your body. You can drop your head back. Five. If it hurts your neck, just keep your chin into your chest like you're holding a pencil under your chin. Four. Three. Two. Down dog. Suck that fresh air in. Camel pose. Yeah, feel the ring of your nostrils just sucking energy, sucking air from above you down. Right into your lungs, right into the base of your lungs. Five, four, you're holding your breath. Three, so no strain here, no strain. Two, down dog. Bridge pose. You can jump through your hands, lay on your back. Ground your feet in your mat. Arms by your side. Your fingers touch your heels, almost. Okay, press your feet in the floor. Lift your butt off the mat. Lace your fingers at your lower back. Five. Four. Walk your shoulder blades in towards the midline of your body. Open your eyes. Three. Two. Come down. Okay, you got four wheels, some core work, pigeon, and then Shavasana. Okay? It's coming. I say that because I want you to work hard right now. Okay? You willing to work hard, Susan? You work really hard. You'll inspire this whole row. You will. We'll see. Okay, ready? Wheel number one, go. Five. Four, three, two, come down. So I'm going to do this. Yeah, that'll help your shoulders a lot. Yeah, looks good too, right? Okay, the second wheel, ready? Let's see it, Terry. Set and go. Your hands like blow up the floor below you. You have that quality of prana moving through your arms down into the earth. And you're just as receptive in the soles of your feet. Press the floor. You bring your chin to your chest. Come back to the mat. How you doing, Molly?
Okay.
Good. You got two more. You look like you could do 10 more, but you just got two more. So let's empty our cup. Okay, ready, set, go. Five, four, three, two, come down. You let her take you out? You let her take you out. No, don't talk for her. Don't talk for her, silly. I bet you if this whole row was doing it, you would have done it too. And you were the leader, and you gave up on them. Ready? Set, bye, 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 bye. Set, and go. Go, go. Don't wait for other people to be great. You be great. They might not follow you, but that's what a true leader is. They're not looking for followers. They just walk that way because they know that's the way of greatness for them. Come down. You want to do one more? Yeah, one more. We have one more. Tell you, when you hold back, you're left with that. You're left with that. When you give everything you get, that's practice, giving everything that you have. That's what contentment is. Doesn't matter what you're doing, you just got to give everything you have. You got to empty your cup, so there's nothing left. Do that, will you, right now? Everything you got. Ready? Your neighbor's going to do it. Set? Bridge your wheel. Help each other out. You're so young and strong. Come on, get up there. Try that. You're so strong. You're so strong. 10. That's it. 7. Press the floor like never before. Go ahead. 5. Press it like crazy. 3. 2. Bring your chin to your chest. Come back to your mat. Good job. Bring the bottoms of your feet. Good job. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Close your eyes. Back home. Kind of the closest things to resting in your mom's arms is just laying back after wheel. Pick that up. Man, I was processing, I was contemplating that the other day. The love, like, I love my mom now, but how much I really loved my mom when I was young. Like, this deep, deep, like, it goes beyond words. You know, when I was saying, I was calling myself, I lost touch with that love. I remember it. It was so powerful of an experience when I was young, being a child. And I really believe, well, I know this, is that when you practice, you get in touch with that. You start remembering it. It starts knocking on your inner ground. And it moves you. It moves you back to your mat. In the toughest of times, something's moving you. This is what vinyasa is pointing to, this big energy that can do for you what you can't do for you. You just got to lay down and have some faith. And when you exercise faith, faith is the seed of trust. And trust is the highest form of love, trust. Be still. Fanning, it doesn't work. It doesn't, unless someone else is doing it for you. But the way you go beyond heat is you be still. This is what you learn if you do sweat lodges. And the way to stay in the fire and the zone and that space of transformation is you be still. Straighten your legs, stretch your arms to the back of the room. I remember my teacher telling me that when I first began yoga, my second year, and my dog died out in the woods one day. I was walking my dog. My friends were at my house, and I was going to a fish show, and I had like 15 of my friends at my house, and I was walking my Doberman. He was 6 years old, out into the forest. I was like 2 miles in the forest, and he just locked up, like his toenails came out long. His back rounded like he was a cat, an angry cat, and he started drooling. He had a heart attack right in the middle of the woods. And he died within a minute. And I remember this guy walking by me. And I was sitting there weeping on the ground, being like, help me, my dog died. And this guy looked at me, and he just kept walking. And he kept walking. And I remember I said, if I ever fucking find you, I'm going to fucking kill you. I remember, and it hit me really hard. And I remember talking to my yoga teacher about this. And I was on my knees, and he goes, you know what you need to do right now? He says, you need to just be still. Dry your knees in your body. Pull your knees in. Pull them in. Flex your feet. Rock around. Massage your back muscles. Dead bug. Spread out your toes. Draw the outer edge of your feet towards the floor. Pull your belly towards your spine. And keep the length of your spine flat under the ground, right under the mat. Pull your belly to the floor. Let go of your toes. Straighten your legs vertically. Clasp your hands at the back of your head and bring your left foot flat on the mat. Left foot flat. If you want more intensity, just hover your left leg out in front of you about an inch or two off the ground. Now firm up your upper leg. Firm, tighter. Okay, shoulder blades off your mat. Breathe in. Exhale, go up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Switch legs. Tighten up your upper leg. That activates your core. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat. Breathe in. Go up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Legs up. Sit on your forearms or arms by your side. Pull your belly towards your spine. Drop your legs 1/3 towards the ground. Another 1/3 towards the ground. Okay, 2 inches from the floor. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Legs up. Bring your knees in your body. Grab under your thighs. Rock up to a seated position. Have you done cherry pickers before?
Yes.
Okay, so cherry pickers. It's almost like you're in boat with the modification, with your hands at the back of your thighs and your shins parallel to the floor. And then you're just going to go off to the side with your hands, like you're picking cherries and putting them in a basket on the ground. Touch the floor to the right, and then touch the floor to the left, and go at any pace you want. See, you get to touch the floor, though. Jeremy, this is like a... Where are you going, bro? Getting water? You don't get... Okay, get it, and go back to your mat. Go ahead, grab it. Do you have to go to the bathroom or something? You okay? You're just really hot? You are hot, Jeremy. Why are you... Do it. Stop looking at him. You do your practice. Yeah, Jeremy, lay on your back. You're doing great, brother. Just, you'll cool down. You don't have to do any more poses. Just keep going. Keep going. Is your cherry basket full yet? Okay, lay on your back. Legs up. Drop your legs 1/3 towards the ground. Drop your legs another 1/3 towards the ground. You okay? Drop your legs 2 inches from the floor. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Legs up. Bring your knees in your body. Give them a squeeze. Okay, twist. Take your knees to the left, chin to the right. Man, it's great. It's great when you disrupt patterns of running or fighting. You give them up. And then you put in a different action, like just being still. That's the name of the game in yoga. You disrupt patterns. You give up old patterns of behavior that take you out and sabotage you. But you won't even know it until you create a space to see them, to actually to look for them. Bring your knees up through center and over to the right. That was some great coaching my teacher gave me. You know, because all these blind spots, a blind spot, it's not something you can't see. A blind spot is something you don't know you can't see. So my teacher said, just consider that you're always forgetting to breathe. Just consider that you're not breathing ever. You forget all the time. And your practice is to remember now. And over time, you get into a zone and your body's being breathed. And you're in vinyasa, that which is without obstruction, without blockages. And you purposely, intentionally remove them through the asana practice. And you see how much more space you have in your body so the air can flow and prana can flow. You bring your knees up to center. Grab underneath your thighs, flex your feet, rock and roll, head to heels. Vinyasa, down dog. Half pigeon, right side. On the road to the promised land. Okay, integrate your intention to look, to witness the breath flow in and out of your nose. A continuous, contiguous stream of breath. Maybe you put a block under your right hip, but when you look at your right thigh, it's parallel. The right thigh bone's parallel to the right side of your mat. Mind that your right hip is grounded. Your right sitting bone has some earth, maybe a block underneath it. Drop your head towards the floor. You can put a block under your head. You don't want your neck support and the weight of your skull. And come into deep rhythmic breath. Feel the integration from breathing deep, the holistic, the health, the meditation. The practice of listening. Give up any tension in your jaw. Any tension in your hands, give that up. Flex your right foot, or you put your right knee at risk, your front knee at risk. Everything's connected. Everything's connected. This is the shift in vision that happens when the body becomes more integrated. Right now, it's like the way we've been trained and the way we've been educated, especially in the Western, with Western medicine, everything's separate. The body's like a machine. Down dog. Half pigeon, left side. And you see when you activate the outer edges of your feet, especially the baby toe itself, more space becomes available in your hips. Same thing, that's why I was referring to the hands. The hands intimately connected to the heart. The heart intimately connected to the eyes. That's why in power yoga, empowerment begins with just coming to your senses. Listening to the flow of breath, listening to the sound of life flow, looking at objective reality. And if you're not looking at an object outside of the body, just look at the back of your forehead. Gaze there. Stay integrated. And you could just have integrity, right? Stay integrated, do the best you can. Sometimes when I have an intention to breathe 10 breaths, I have to remember to do that 3 or 4 times in between those 10 breaths. I might take 2 or 3 breaths and I forget. Some days I make it all the way through 10. And the days I don't make it through 10, I don't judge myself or say it was a bad practice. It's just, that's what practice is. It's just to accept things as they are. Push the breath out. Push it out. That's one reason why we don't breathe in a lot, is because there's so much residual air locked in the lungs. Almost like 30 or 60% of the air that we took in stays locked in the lungs. I forget, is it 30% or 60%? Just say 30. 30%, yeah. So it's good to, after you breathe out, to push the excess air out, like an echo exhalation. It's a good pranayama. It cultures your listening. What a refuge, the space that's created through listening. About 10 more counts. Listening with your sensual ears. Then you have the spiritual ear. You know, the calling that brought you to the mat, the gut feeling. You listen on a cellular level. It'll guide you, but you got to be connected to your skin and your muscles, the nerves. You live in the head, and then the limbs, the skin, they go numb over time. They get number. You lose connection and sensitivity, or sensitivity and connection with them. You really get in touch with your body. You get in touch with the heart of humanity, and you begin understanding people. The people who react out of fear, the people who react in anger, you understand it. Okay, double pigeon. You've understood and you've sat with your own anger, you've sat with your own fear. Instead of running, you just sat with the fear. This is why a yoga studio and a yoga mat, especially being around other people, helps you stick to your word. It does, it helps you a lot. When you look down at your upper ankle, it's past your thigh bone. Flex your feet like you're in mountain pose. Roll forward in your sitting bones, bow forward. So blessed that you have a space to unearth all the unwanted debris in the body. I grew up in a family that's, you know, that's focuses a lot of their energy on health. Sweating every day. Just like you brush your teeth every day, you gotta let the sweat brush the skin, slough off the skin. Drop your head towards the floor. Let the blood come into the frontal brain. And you sweat like this every day, and then your water drinking habit improves. You begin to see, like, wow, I was dehydrated. Oh, just the path back to health is just drinking water and sweating. That's simple. Make it rain every day in your body, you know? I would love that every day. That's why I might move to Florida someday. Not anytime soon, but I love if it rained every day. I love water. I love water. Oh, water. Don't drink any right now, though. Wait. Sit up. Of course, if you need to drink water, you do it, but that's a practice. Right? Straighten your legs in front of you. Seated forward bend. Oh, we didn't do the other side? Go ahead, do the other side. I notice this even as a teacher. When I drink water, when I'm teaching, I lose some inspiration. I lose fire. As a student, when I drink too much water, I lose my focus. But it's empowering. You know, I don't want to tell you don't drink water. Don't drink water. You drink water when you need to drink water. Just manage it mindfully. Focus, focus. Get into your zone. You don't have a lot of time here left, right? Just give up everything and just put your attention on the very instant of this breath. In, you can close your eyes like you're in front of the orchestra, near the conductor. Close your eyes, sit up straight. Yeah, and just fold forward a little more. Just a few more breaths. That's it. So you create this space here on your mat. No one can take this space from you. This is timeless space. This is space you bring with you. This is eternal. This space that you go in beyond mind. You start getting closer and closer towards death. And you're going to realize how important it is to create this space where you honor life and you're grateful for life. So you can really live it fully and you can let it go when it's time. Sit up. Extend your legs out in front of you. Bend your knees a little bit. Grab your ankles, your feet. You can grab your shins if you'd like. Bring your ribs, your collarbones flat on your thigh bones. Drop your head to your knees or your shins. Begin to straighten your legs little by little and just let the measure be keeping your collarbones on your thigh bones. If you get a little space in there, if they come off the thigh bones a little bit, that's okay. Big breath in and big breath out. Five counts. Give up all that tension in your neck. Ah, oh, thank goodness. Go ahead, keep the neck relaxed. Isn't that amazing? Goodness, so subtle, but it's a life changer. Getting rid of that tension or letting go of the tension in the neck. The muscles around the cervical spine. Abused muscles, overused muscles, they need to relax. And sit up, inverted tabletop. I don't want to step on these. Five. Four. Three. Pull your tricep muscles up onto your upper arm bones. Pull them up. Two. Come down to the floor. Scoot up to the front of your mat. Lay on your back. Waterfall. Spread out your toes. Just allow and feel your body cooling down, the chemistry shifting. Some hormonal harmony, integration. The heat, the fire. It's like magic. When you bring it in with the air, and you're intentional and placing it in your body, just staying in the fire. Just coming to class. Some days you'll be flying, some days it's going to feel like you're hiking through mud. But you got to be up and you got to be game to hike along the peaks and into the valleys too. It's just practice. And over time you get the knack of staying cool-headed, staying in the center. And doing the work of letting go of resentments. Doing the work of practicing peace. and expressing gratitude. You know, saying thank you a lot and saying I love you a lot. And if you don't have anyone to say I love you to, you can tell me. If you love me, if you love me. If you don't love me, then just don't say anything. But I grow on you like a mushroom over time. Because I want what's best for you. You know, my teachers have given me that. I want to give you that so you can go give it to the people who you love and who are important to you. Bring your knees to your forehead. And you learn how to give that to the people who you would say don't deserve it. You can keep your knees in your forehead or stay in plow, or you can go into deaf man's pose. You get really quiet and you turn in. You turn in to yourself. You get quiet and you meditate. And you stay through all the intensity. You stay through all the confusion. And you just ride out. You ride out the storm. Take your blocks out of the way and bring your butt to the ground. Bring your knees into your body. Straighten your left leg down on the mat. Take your right knee to the left side of your body. Bring your chin to your right shoulder. And, you know, as you stay through it and ride out the storm and you sit and stay in your practice, whether you're in asana or meditation, and day after day, it's cumulative. And you begin understanding your own resistance towards life. You begin understanding your own strengths, your own weaknesses. You begin pardoning people. You begin pardoning yourself for not being perfect. You begin forgiving people. I mean, you're constantly making the higher call. When you have a practice, making the higher call each moment, that's practice. Your body's tuned up, and you stay mentally sharp, and you stay committed to what's important to you. That'll embed itself into the fabric of your being. Come back to center, bring your knees into your body. Straighten your right leg down your mat. Take your left knee to the right side of your body. Bring your chin to your left shoulder. Close your eyes. You practice life. You practice opening your eyes and looking out into the world with clarity. You practice being a physical being, moving your limbs, training your limbs, cleansing your vital organs, doing the maintenance work. And before you know it, you're connected. You're connected to your source. Your body's a good home. And in the spirit, your guest, it begins visiting you more often. You become more inspired. I'm telling you, really, there's nothing more important than inspiration for the path of growth. Not ambition, just inspiration. Knowing what's possible. Come back to center. Man, with a healthy body, well, anything's possible. Pull your knees in your body. Pull in. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side. Close your eyes. If you'd like to do full Shavasana, corpse pose, just straighten your legs and let your feet flop out to the side. Bring your arms by your side. Make your palms face the ceiling. If you'd like another variation with your arms where you have one hand over your heart center, one hand over the center of your belly, then that's good too. Center the back of your head on your mat. And you want to kind of drop your chin towards your chest a little bit. Sometimes it's easy, like your chin will lift up and you crank on your neck. And so you kind of wiggle around, soften up. It is one of the best feelings in the world, letting go into Shavasana. Sometimes it takes practice, you know, you develop the knack of it. And you know what I've experienced, that you have to get through, there's a couple fidgets, right? The mind tries to control this, and it'll convince you to scratch or move. And if you get past those impulses to move or scratch, just in a few moments, it's almost like the arms of the earth come up and grab you and hold you into it. And you feel super grounded and spacious at the same time. All you gotta do is listen. So let's make it really quiet in here. We'll take a big breath out together first, then we'll make it really quiet so there's no sound in your breath. And we'll just listen. We'll listen to how quiet we can get it in this room. We'll listen to sounds outside the room, but we'll keep this space super quiet. And you gotta be still. Okay, take a big breath in. Open your mouth. Thank you. Breathe in. Empty it out. Roll over onto your right side. Curl into a fetal position. Keep your eyes closed. Sit up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Sit up straight. Three ohms. To your forehead center, breathe in. Together, we say namaste. Peace and love. Great job. Good job. Nice work. Good work. Okay. Wow. Sweaty one. Go replenish. You need water. Get some salt in your body. Go eat some green leafy vegetables with some salt. Oh, my mouth's watering. I will see you soon. Go take care of yourself and be a kind person, will you? I'll see you soon. And listen, don't slip or you will go down. If you're not intentional about standing your feet, don't slip. Put your blocks away neatly. You know the drill. I'll let you do it. See ya. You're welcome.